Want me to help you unpack your stuff? I ask. Okay, she says. We lug her bags over and I wait for her to open them. I packed them myself, she says, shrugging, like she's apologizing or something. Not that she needs to. I've never seen such neatly folded clothes. I guess when you think about it, her possessions are the only constant thing in this girl's life. If it was me, I'd want to treat them nice, too. Good folding job, I say, waiting for her to lift out the first thing. Pretty soon, we're filling up her drawers with t-shirts, pants, and tops. What's left isn't much. Some toiletries in a flowered zipper pouch, a worn-out stuffed pig, and a shoebox. Kara takes the top off and just stares in. You can line that up on the dresser, I tell her. I feel like a foreman ordering around a reluctant employee. I help her arrange some bangle bracelets, a handheld video game, some drawing stuff, and a tiny red satin box. The paperbacks and journal go next to the bed. Hey, these are cool, Kara says. Now that her stuff is put away, she's moved her attention onto my things. Right now, she's fingering some old Maidu beads I keep in a dish. Please don't touch those, okay? I'm trying to get the point across real nice, but Kara reacts like I yelled at her. All right, what's the big deal? They're just a bunch of ugly old beads. Actually, I explain, they are old, but that's kind of the point. I tell her that these beads are pomo disc beads, the kind the Maidu used as money. They traded stuff like salmon, salt, pine nuts, and deerskins for these flat beads. The Maidu smoothed and polished every bead. These beads have been handed down through my family for generations. Oh, Kara stares at the bead I hold in my palm.